I killed the first boy I kissed, and if I ever press my lips to another's, he won't be the last. And I do very much hope he's the last, not because I dislike kissing. Had it been with someone I tolerated a little more, I could have enjoyed the kiss. That is, if he hadn't stumbled back from me in the middle of it, choking on the taste of my lips. Kissing is fine. It's the killing I'm not so fond of. Regardless of what I do and don't like, the truth remains that there are very few options on the Isle of Fairwave for a killer like me. The first, of course, is prison. Since I'm Fae, a Selkie, that could mean an immortal lifetime in a cage. The second option is exile from the Isle. That wouldn't be too terrible if it didn't mean death as well. Any Fae who leaves the protective magical barrier surrounding the Isle for an extended period forfeits their lengthy lifespan. Then there's the third option, punishment. Since the Isle of Fairwave is ruled by the Fae, lawbreakers are punished according to our ancient ways, primarily through horrendous, bone-chilling bargains and curses. Admittedly, as a runaway princess, there's a good chance I'd escape the worst form of these punishments, thanks to my father's influence as Seely King of the Sea Court. But there's a fourth option reserved just for me. A secret demise worse than all the first three combined. One that has sent me on the run for over a year. Which, of course, leads me to option five. My favorite. It's called Hide Forever. And where better to hide than the bright, boisterous city of Luminous? Hands in the pockets of my brown tweed coat, I stroll down the busy downtown city streets, jostled by distracted passers-by. No one looks my way, for there are far more interesting things to ogle than a pink-haired fae girl wearing an oversized cap and men's trousers. With my pointed ears, a feature only pureblood fae have, hidden beneath my cap, I could even pass for human if one didn't look too hard. But if anyone did notice, it wouldn't matter, for Luminous is home to humans and fae in equal measure. I turn down Halley Street, where the sidewalk is nearly packed end to end with tourists. The street crawls with pedestrians, coaches, and even an automobile or two. Sound blares from all around, horse hooves, horns, music, and laughter. After living here for a year, I'm used to it, but I remember how shocking it had been at first. I thought my head would explode from the noise, and it made me miss my quiet little lagoon back home. Now the chaos is nothing more than a colorful backdrop. Best of all, it aids me in my line of work. A human couple stops a few feet in front of me, entranced as they stare up at a sky-high building made of pink marble covered in iridescent electric bulbs. Luminous is the type of city that is even brighter at night than it is during the day. It's 12:30, and the sky is black, but the street is lit up brighter than the sun. I couldn't see the stars right now if I tried. A strange contradiction for a city located in the Star Court, one of the 11 Fae Courts that comprise Fairwave. "Excuse me," I mutter, pretending to stumble as my shoulder comes up against the man's. He neither acknowledges me nor the hand that slips from my pocket into his, coming away with a brass pocket watch. "Too easy," I think with a smirk as I drop the watch into my satchel. I feel movement from within the bag, followed by a muffled male voice. "That's a nice one, Maisie. Pedaxis," I hiss from a corner of my mouth. "How many times must I remind you? You can't say that name anymore. It's Pearl, remember?" My satchel moves again as a pair of red pincers lifts the top flap. Although I can't see his beady eyes hidden in the depths of my bag, I can imagine the worried look on Pedaxis's crab-like face.